Where in Britain can a humble university scientist go to carry out experiments on large, multi-million pound high-tech equipment? Where could an enterprising businessman develop a novel engineering or computing idea? And what sort of place actually builds the precision observational instruments that fly on satellites? Well, the answer is RAL, Rutherford Appleton Laboratory, the biggest organisation of its kind in Britain, offering support and facilities to the academic and industrial community. Supported itself by the Science and Engineering Research Council, RAL currently has about 6,000 scientists and engineers on site at its Berkshire home, which last week threw open its doors to the media and the public. I started my visit in the information technology area, having been beckoned from behind a desktop computer by the strangely wired hand of Dr. Victoria Burrell. She was, in fact, wearing a remarkable device developed by the American company VPL, called the Data Glove.
It's basically a black lycra glove with all sorts of optical cables running down the back of the hand. So as you bend your fingers, the cables bend as well, light leaks out, and that goes to a little detector unit over there, and so it can detect what fingers are bending and how much they're bending. There's also this little sort of sugar cube thing on the back of your hand, which is called a Polyhemus cube, and this is used to detect the absolute position of the hand and its orientation, to pitch, roll, yaw, and so forth, in conjunction with that little unit over there.
Okay, so a glove which tells you where the fingers are and what its orientation is. Now, what has that got to do with computers?
Well, computers are getting more and more powerful, obviously, and there's increasing use of graphics, especially 3D graphics, and we're rapidly discovering that although the mouse is great for two-dimensional things, it just can't cope with the three-dimensional manipulations that so many people now need. So what we're doing is looking at three-dimensional devices, and so we're looking at ways that we can actually go into virtual reality, is the actual term used, and pick up virtual objects from the screen and move them around. The sort of applications we're looking for is if you want to examine a very large chemical molecule or something. It's very difficult to type in commands and say, rotate 5 degrees, now they'll go 5 degrees upwards, go in slightly. If you have a glove, you can literally pick it up and pull it apart and look at it that way.
And you can go inside it? You can do a sort of journey to the centre of the molecule?
Yes, yes. One of the other applications we have in mind is to be able to walk through a house or through a town. And you can make gestures to walk forward, turn left, go up, go down a manhole cover if you really want to.
And this is not just for fun. I mean, this has got serious
scientific purpose. This is serious, yes. There are serious scientific applications. One of the projects we have here at Rutherford at the moment that I'm involved in is the EWS project, a Euro workstation. What we particularly have in mind is an aircraft flying in a wind tunnel. And, of course, you can hold your hand out like that.
And the machine doesn't like your hand being stretched out flat like that.
Yes, it thinks I'm trying to tell it to do things. Of course, the glove is ideal. You can bank and climb and dive using the hand. If you want to sweep the thumb downwards, it's like putting the undercarriage down. And then we can simulate the airflow over the wings and things on the screen as well. One thing that we'd like to do is really explore the possibilities of tactile feedback. There are already some options available for this glove that use very blunt wires, a bit like Braille machines, to poke into your fingertips so you can actually feel the object you're picking up. There's also a system whereby little plates under the fingertips vibrate according to the pressure you're exerting. So you get the feeling that you are indeed picking something up. This VPL company also manufacture data suits, which is a whole-body data glove, if you like, complete with iPhones, small screens in front of your eyes. So you really can see and walk inside this virtual world. And at one demonstration they did, I think, last year, they actually had two people that just so happened to be at different ends of the country, but they met in this virtual world and shook hands.
The ultimate dating agency.